You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is decide. D-E-C-I-D-E. If you decide to do something, you choose to do it usually after you think about other possibilities.
决定决心
Here is an example. We decided to have a show called AU English last year.
我们去年决定做一档节目叫 AU English.
We all have to make lots of decisions every day.For example, when to get up, what to eat for breakfast, and should I go to the gym?
这些决定呢，有的简单，有的难。今天我们要说的决定是一个非常难的决定，也是一个非常重要的决定。
So how do you know when you are with the right person? You're supposed to just know it.
But how do you know?
I think it is true that to some degree, you will just know. You will know because you can feel it.But still, there are some signs that can help you confirm that you are with the right person. There isn't a for sure thing, but these can definitely help you make a conclusion. Here are 10 signs that you are with the right person. Today, let's go through the first 5 signs, and in the next episode, we'll talk about the latter 5. Number 1. You spend time together doing things you both enjoy.
听说过很多人会为了自己的另一半选择自己不太喜欢的活动。
But when you are with the right person, you are able to do things together and actually like what you are doing.
两个对的人在一起一定会有共同的兴趣。任何一个人单方面的牺牲都是不健康的。
You are not able to like every single thing your partner likes. But for all of your hobbies, there should be more similarities than differences.Number 2. You are able to spend time apart.
再相爱的两个人也不可能每时每刻都黏在一起呀。学会留下适当的空间也很重要。
There's no harm in seeing what your partner is up to, but that doesn't mean watching every step that they make and asking them where they are, who they are with, where they're going next, and when they will be back. Enjoy your time apart as much as you can enjoy your time together.It is called balance. Number 3. You want to be together.
如果你不想和这个人待在一个空间里
Then why are you with them in the first place? You should be looking forward to seeing them. There are times when you won't be able to see them for a while or for a certain long period of time. It's still important that when you finally get the chance to see each other, you want to. Number 4. You can maintain your own identity.When you are in a relationship, it doesn't mean that you need to change who you are for them.
适当的妥协可以理解，但一段爱情并不需要任何一方改变自己的所有。如果他总是要求你改变，甚至要求你放弃喜欢的东西，那请问他爱的是你吗？还是他想象中的人呢？
Like the things you liked before. Laugh at the same kind of jokes. Maybe you prefer to stay at home and read a book.Or maybe you like going out as well. Whatever makes you you, don't lose it. Number 5. You don't argue to win, but to try to solve problems.
争论吵架在所难免，但争论的目的是为了解决问题，而不是无理取闹。
When people argue, their original goal is to reach an agreement. Don't let your arguments turn into fights where someone has to win.
想知道接下来还有什么吗？就不告诉你。如果你想知道的话，可以给我们留言，或者把你知道的分享给我们。剩下的标志我们下一期揭晓哦。
Talk to you next time.